You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy at Denver's Mix 100. These lines are packed with people who want to play Rattle Up. And there is always a special vibe on Fridays. We can't deny it. Mm-hmm. There is a vibe.
Yeah, we get a little goofy, don't we?
Let's see how the callers are going to do with it today. Good morning, Matthew. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
We're fine, sir.
Doing terrific. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I don't know yet. We'll decide over the weekend.
Fair enough.
We'll see. I'm usually boring when I call you on the weekends. I won about a year ago. I won ex-ambassador tickets from you.
Really? Oh. Well, we don't work weekends, but...
No. It was a Friday afternoon. It was a Friday morning like this.
It was Friday. He was wearing that blue shirt that he likes to wear.
Oh, I love that. Is a nice blue shirt. You got.
It was about 51 degrees. Yeah. Remember that day, Jeremy?
I remember.
One day, too.
Matthew, you play all of our little games, don't you?
It's my second try on this one.
Oh, so did you or did you not win last time?
I won.
Ex-ambassador
tickets.
Yeah, remember the blue shirt thing?
The blue shirt, I forgot.
Yeah,
we weren't listening.
No, we don't pay attention. Listen, let's play Rattle Off today. Are you ready?
Sure, I'm ready.
All right, let's see how you do. I have no ex-ambassador tickets for you, but we do have a gift card to Target. And I need to point out again, all of this is brought to you by the wonderful people over at Goodwill. They are sponsoring Rattle Off today. Here's your topic, Matthew. 10 seconds. We need 5 foods that have a color in their name. Foods with a color in their name. Ready? And go.
Red peppers, green peppers, red tomatoes.
Got the yellow pepper. Yellow pepper.
Oh, yeah.
There's fried green tomatoes. I guess we could have taken that. Yeah, there's blueberries, blackberries.
Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, got all the berries.
The berries. Ain't that the berries?
Those damn berries.
Matthew, I guess we'll talk to you in about a year.
Yeah, be safe, buddy.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try sooner. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, buddy. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you. Jeremy, next up is Alexis.
Hi.
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 Hey.
Hey, girl.
What's up?
Not much. What's up with you guys?
We're just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing this weekend?
Nice. I'm helping my mom move.
It's about time she got out of that dump.
Yeah, we're all waiting for it, so.
She moving out of town or just to another place in town?
Just to another place in town.
Okay.
She got a lot of junk?
Yes. No, not really. Her. So.
Just her? Well, that'll
You're
be
just
an easy
her?
Move.
You're going to, like, pick her up and move her down the stairs?
Somebody grab the dolly!
Right, yeah.
Put your mom in a box and tape it up, you know?
No, Dom.
Carry it down the stairs. Put it in the back of a
packing
pickup.
Packing peanuts in it.
Drive her across town. Dump it over on the side.
Tell her she's on her own.
Hey, you're on your own, Mom. Alexis, what do you do?
I'm actually a full-time college student right now.
Right on.
Where?
Up at UNC.
Oh, she's a bear.
Never heard of it. What are you studying?
I'm going to school to be a teacher.
A teacher.
Okay. Well, that's the school to go to for that. All the teachers that I know all went to UNC. So, it's big education program up there, Jer.
What grade do you want to teach?
I can't decide yet, but I'm thinking 5th and up.
Probably.
Good call.
Yeah.
They're not wetting their pants by that point. Well, Jeremy did.
Right, but. Exactly.
They're just making out with each other at that point.
Right.
It'll break them up.
Yeah. You'll have to go in and make sure they're not doing something, you know, they shouldn't be doing in the bathroom, that kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness.
They just kids. You're kids, you
know?
Alex, she sounds like she is so tired
of us. You're sick
of us.
Right?
Yeah, you ready to get
I'm
with?
I'm not.
No. You're a horrible liar.
Okay.
She's like, why did I call?
No, not at all.
No? Is this your favorite radio show?
Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, thank you.
That's nice of you. Thank you. We appreciate that. Let's play the game.
I've called in multiple times, but I've never gotten in, so.
Really? So is this special for you? I mean, are you excited?
Yeah, I am, actually. I called my mom and I told her she's listening. So
you want to give it? Oh, this is the mom that you're moving, that you're going to put in the back of the pickup truck. What's her name?
Right. Her name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Is she a good mom or is she too strict?
She's good mom.
That's good.
Did she let you get away with everything?
No, I'm the oldest child, so.
All right. Well, let me ask you this then, since Lisa is listening.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, and I mean every, so if you say, not me, then we know you're a liar. Everybody has something that they hid from their parents, like especially through middle school, high school and stuff. So with Lisa listening right now, what would you like to tell her that she's never, because you're a grown woman now, you're in college.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can get away with it. What would you like to tell Lisa who's listening right now that she never knew you did?
You smoke in the house or anything or steal anything?
Went somewhere you weren't supposed to.
Make out in your house.
I had my boyfriend over when I wasn't supposed to one time in high school.
And where were your parents?
I think they were out running errands.
Mm-hmm. He just popped over to see you, do some homework.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do?
That's why I'm afraid to ask.
Well, you know, keep it PG.
We got caught on the cameras, so.
Well, then, so she knows.
She knows that he was over.
That's the only thing I can think of. I didn't do anything I didn't tell my mom. Me and my mom were close. I told her
everything. That's good. Oh, that's a good relationship.
Here we go.
A little weird that your mom kept watching on the cameras, though.
Just replaying it over and over and over again.
Happened? Oh, my gosh.
Weird she had cameras
then
in there.
Then she packaged it and sold it online.
You still Alexis, with that guy?
Yeah.
I am, yeah.
You are?
You are?
Yeah.
Well, you're a college student now. You should be moving on to somebody
else.
They're
high school lovers, Dom.
Oh.
You guys going to get married?
I don't know.
Leave her alone if she's in love. She's in love.
You don't like date one guy and then marry him and just be.
He's probably the greatest guy ever. They've been together a long time.
No.
Don't go out doing things in college. Don't listen to Dom.
I'm not telling her to do anything wrong. I'm telling her to experience life.
Which entails bow chicka bow wow.
Well, that's part of it, but that's not the only part. It's experiences with other people.
All right. What's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Alex.
Alex. Sounds like a good guy.
Yeah.
Good on camera.
Lights, camera, action.
And go. All right, let's play the game. We're embarrassing
her. Ready to play rattle off?
Yeah, a little bit.
Ready to play rattle off?
I am, yes.
10 seconds. Give me five. I told you there are a lot with food. Give me five types of cheese. Different types of cheese.
Mm.
Ready and go.
Gouda, cheddar, mozzarella, parmesan, and... provolone.
Huh.
Is that five?
That's why I always tell people not to stop at five, because what if we rejected
one
of those?
They're all solid cheeses. Were you counting on your fingers when you did that?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
You only did three.
I always wonder. No, she didn't. Get out and experience other cheeses.
Yeah. You need to experience more cheese
in life.
I
didn't hear a pepper jack in there, man.
Oh, Alexis, you know what? You're such a good sport, and you're a
winner! Oh, I'm glad you won for all the crap we gave you today.
Future teacher, Ms. Alexis, I've got to go to the bathroom. You're the champion. We're going to get you a gift card down to Target, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For letting me play.
Well, thank you, and thanks for listening. How long have you been listening? Since you were what age, do you think?
Well, my mom listens to you, so ever since I was real little.
Awesome.
And I almost feel like kind of like you're one of our kids, Alexis, you know? We feel like father
figures. Don't ask us for money.
Okay, I won't.
All right.
Or to borrow the car. Listen, hold on, and Josh will come back, and he'll tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. She sounds like a very well-behaved,
I like her a lot.
Respectful young lady.
I like her a lot.
Lisa did a spectacular job with her.
Well done, Lisa.